Former President Clinton announced the New York Teachers Union's billion-dollar pledge. It's part of the AFL-CIO's commitment to the Clinton Global Initiative to fund infrastructure projects nationally. Union reps touted the impact on jobs and the community post-Sandy, but Clinton also focused on the upside for pensioners.
This is actually a very good thing, I think, for the pension funds over the long run and for the economy as a whole. The return on investment to smart infrastructure is enormous.
The details of how any of this will work aren't yet clear. The fund could directly finance projects or invest in bonds. Projects and their rates of return will be evaluated individually. City Comptroller John Liu said these would be on the less risky side of the teachers' portfolio, with fixed but lower returns, somewhere around 4%. Matt Fabian with Municipal Market Advisors says that's a little rosy when the state could easily get rates at 2 or 3% in the bond market. But he says low interest rates generally could still make it worthwhile.
It's just that the returns have been so awful over the past few years. So at least, you know, buying into a state infrastructure project, you know, the returns might not be as good as they hope to get elsewhere, but at least they'll be more reliable.
Clinton called it a win-win and gleefully broke down infrastructure financing to reporters. But when he was asked about Hillary Clinton and the city mayor's race, he said only, "She debunked it, so I joined the debunking." For WNYC, I'm Anna Sale.